You might remember this moment from the presidential campaign trail in 2015. Donald Trump putting down a man who was once the party's presidential nominee and a former prisoner of war.
But, you know, he lost. So I never liked him as much after that because I don't like losers. But Frank, let me get to it. He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
Five and a half years. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
He was talking about Arizona Senator John McCain. It was one of many times Trump publicly excoriated McCain's military record. He even resisted lowering the flags at the White House when McCain died of brain cancer in 2018. The late senator's wife, Cindy McCain, wrote about this conflict with Donald Trump in her new memoir. It's called Stronger. And when we spoke recently, I asked her if Senator McCain was bothered by Trump's personal attacks.
No, he laughed about it.
He,
as you know, John celebrated with great humor, and he laughed about it and went on about what he was doing. It didn't really make much difference to him what he said.
What about to you?
Certainly, I didn't like it. That's one of the reasons I wrote about it. I felt that it was, especially when my husband was ill, was perhaps not the kindest thing anyone could do. But, you know, we as a family are very strong and obviously very protective of each other, but we're also, we understand what goes on.
Yeah. What did this feud, for lack of a better word, do to your relationship with the Republican Party? I mean, do you still consider yourself a Republican?
Yes. No, I'm very much a Republican. I do not have an issue with the Republican Party. What we stand for, the ideals that we have, small government versus larger government, et cetera, those are what I believe in. What I didn't want was a continuation of this horrible incivility and this lack of dignity and lack of respect and empathy and all the things that have been exhibited. I didn't want that anymore. I felt our country not only deserved better, but could have better. And so that's why I endorsed Joe Biden, and also because we knew him. He's a very old and dear friend of our family.
Do you think the party can win again if Trump runs, or if someone in the mold of Trump runs?
You know, I have no idea. I wish I were a political pundit. I'm not. I don't know.
You've spent many years watching it, though.
You know, I just think, you know, as you and I both know, there's many, many political half-lives that are at play here. And by the time we get to the next election, who knows what can happen.
Well, speaking of elections, I want to play part of your husband's concession speech.
This
is in 2008.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. This is when he lost to Barack Obama. Here it is.
I urge all Americans who supported me to join me in not just congratulating him, but offering our next president our goodwill and earnest effort to find ways to come together.
That sounds like a different era to me.
Well, I think the important thing is it's never personal. It's about the country. I don't know if you know this, but that speech is taught in universities around the world. You know, here's what happens when you lose in democracy, or what can happen.
Yeah. What's it feel like to lose a presidential election?
You know, there was always a 50% chance we'd lose. So.
Oh, but it's gotta hurt.
I know. You work very hard, but you know, we also understood there was a chance we were going to lose. We understood that the only way to really know that you've done the best you can is to run the best race you can, make sure it's a good one, and have no regrets. And we didn't have any regrets at all. It was a great race.
You know, you write quite a bit in this book about Sarah Palin. You say that she struck you as charming and delightful, but also naive about national politics. You do say in the book that no one factor ever determines an election, but do I think John might have been president if not for her? Yes, I do.
Well, of course I do. I think she was certainly part of it. But listen, there is no, as my husband said time and time again after that race was over, everything fell to him because he took responsibility for himself. So, and the people spoke.
Sarah Palin, you say this in the book as well, not invited to the funeral, which kind of says it all, doesn't it? I mean, was there any relationship at all after the election?
Well, it wasn't about a relationship. It was about the folks that had taken the time, who had come to see my husband, who had been out there and had been caring and loving. John was, in the end, was very, you know, he wanted folks that he loved and that he knew loved him with him.
I'm talking with Cindy McCain, widow of the former Senator John McCain. Her new book is called Stronger. People who have followed your life closely will remember that you struggled at a certain point with an opioid addiction.
Yes.
What was
that
experience like?
Well, it was terrible. It was, you know, addiction is very prominent. In fact, it is epidemic in this country. And I had back pain. I had, you know, slipped discs. I'd had surgeries. I'd had a number of things. So I had physical pain, but there are other options than narcotics. And what I was getting was, okay, here to have another 100 pills, you know, you'll be okay.
Well, did anyone even think that you could be addicted to pills? I mean, was that?
Well, eventually,
crass,
yeah.
Did the doctor even think that? Yeah.
No, it was never even considered. So when all this came crashing down around me and I realized, you know, thanks to my parents, that I really had a problem, as you know, I stopped cold turkey. You know, it was also in those days, there was this push on women to do it all. You know, you could work, you could be a great mom, you could have this fabulous house. It was this push to be perfect. And I fell into that.
It surprised me to learn that you didn't tell Senator McCain for many years, your husband. Why is that?
No, not for many years. He found out when my parents came to me. But
I see.
I didn't tell him because, after all, I'm the perfect wife. I had to be perfect. So I hid it. You know, addicts are very good at hiding things. And it was something when he found out, I went to him and told him. He could not have been better to me. It was a time that was very genuine and very helpful to me.
I got the sense that there were many parts of being a famous politician's wife that you didn't like.
Yeah, no, that's true. The life that we had together in politics was, bar none, the most exciting thing ever. But also for me, it was about just really learning who I was. I was shy. I had to overcome that because, after all, if you're in politics, you have to talk to everybody. In the beginning, I didn't like the crowds and kind of the larger stuff that goes on with it. And as the years went on, I learned to love it. You know, it's a process. And I think being political spouses, because you are under the microscope, and so everything you do in the case of addiction is a double whammy because, you know, I wind up on the front page of every paper in the world over this addiction issue. And that's the first thing you should never do to an addict because it can drive him underground and also kill him.
So I wonder, considering that, and considering what you just told me, how are you doing now? It's been almost 3 years since Senator McCain died. Your husband of 38 years.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Are some of the old feelings coming back?
No, some of the old feelings are not coming back. I have an incredible group of friends that have looked out for me since my husband's death, have made sure that I'm involved in everything. I'm very, very fortunate in that respect. And of course, my children. Between my children and their friends, they make sure I'm always busy. So I'm doing fine. You know, like anything, grief is a process.
What do you miss about him?
Oh, everything. His humor probably the most. I love the confusion that he brought in the house every time he'd come home. You know, it was always John and a pack of people, no matter what. And usually he'd spring some head of state on me and not even tell me he was bringing them home. So I loved his energy, his spirit, you know, his honor, the way he relished and loved this country. And obviously I loved him as a father. He was just such a great father and a great friend to me and a great husband to me as well.
What do you think your husband would say about how President Biden is doing in his first 100 days in office?
I think he would say that he's on the right track. He's obviously changing, hopefully, the tenor in the Senate and the House, and hoping to bring in civility and empathy and all the things that were lacking in the last administration. I think he would have some criticisms, too. I wouldn't think that John McCain wouldn't have some opinion on something. So
you got to tell us what it is.
Opinions. You know, I don't know. I mean, however, maybe Afghanistan, maybe some of the ways. I'm not sure exactly. I think he would be proud that Joe is trying his best and doing good for this country. And that's what counts.
Will you vote for him again?
Yeah, I would. If he runs again, of course I would.
Cindy McCain, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The new book is called Stronger. It's out today.